Hi, and welcome back to Unicorns Do Exist.
If you're new here, I am glad you found your way here. If you've been listening from the beginning, well, welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. This really means the world to me. Today's episode is a little different. There's no lesson plan today. There's no five steps, no perfectly wrapped takeaway. If you find one, great. If not, it's okay. I just want to sit here and tell you about my weekend, how it actually went, and why this episode feels heavier, but also more honest. Before I get into it, I want to start by dedicating this episode to a special friend of mine, Rob. May he rest in peace. He passed away this weekend. He was 42 years old, way too young. It was completely unexpected. And honestly, I think everyone's still wrapping their head around it. Rob was one of those people who just showed up, not loudly, not attention seeking. He just showed up for you. He was the kind of guy that would drive 3 hours just to make sure you were okay after you got dumped. Because that's what he did for me. The kind who always had something kind to say. The one who would liking your stuff when no one else did, always commenting how beautiful you are. And not just myself, but a lot of our friends experienced that from him. Like, genuinely, always had a kind word for everyone. Except for the guys. When it came to the guys, he was always clowning on them. He wouldn't be afraid to call his guy friends, though, and say how much he loves them, how proud he is of them, and how much he believed in everybody. Rob was funny, naturally funny, effortlessly funny, something that I have a hard time with. The way he passed is heartbreaking and unexpected, but it's also somehow him. On the way to the hospital, his last words were to his brother, "You are a horrible ambulance driver." To then get sidetracked and say, "I like this song. This is a cool song." And finally, "Oh shit. It's real." He's the kind of person that wouldn't want to worry you. He would make it whatever situation funny so you would feel better. I don't know how to explain it other than Rob literally left the world laughing. And that's how he was. He was light. He was kind. He was present. He was a beautiful soul. So this episode is for him. And maybe it's also for anyone else listening who's been reminded recently how fragile this whole thing is. How fast life can move. How nothing is promised. And how much love matters. I don't have any answers today. I'm not here to tell you everything happens for a reason. Because sometimes it just hurts. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense yet. Let's take this episode one breath at a time. Because it was a roller coaster. Even before the news of Rob. So I planned this trip for my best friend. And to see the Virgin Mary. I don't know if you guys know. But I like to do the pilgrimage, la peregrinación, that we do in the Coachella Valley from Palm Springs all the way to Coachella, the church in Coachella. It's about 33 miles. If you've known me long enough, you've probably done it with me once because I literally ask everyone to do it with me. And this year, unfortunately, it was canceled due to everything that's going on in California, the immigration raids, ICE being everywhere. It's very sad. So to protect everybody, they opted of not having the walk this year because it's literally thousands of us walking from Palm Springs to Coachella. At the same time, on December 12th, El Día de la Virgen, Bad Bunny was going to be there. And my best friend didn't get to see him during Puerto Rico, a trip that we went just for her birthday. She planned it to see Bad Bunny. Unfortunately, her tickets were scammed, like the tickets didn't scan when we were there in Puerto Rico, so she didn't get to see him. This time around, we were like, okay, let's do it again. We're going to run it back real quick and make it a trip to see Bad Bunny in Mexico City. It just kind of makes sense. Let's do it. Let's get to see him. Let's go see him and see the Virgin Mary. A little bit of faith, a little bit of fun, a little bit of Bad Bunny. So I love traveling with my sister. I love traveling with my best friend, Monica. We've gone to Los Cabos, Puerto Rico. So I thought we left Thursday night. My sister says, just check what time Thursday because I work Wednesday. I said, okay, cool. Let me check. I realized that I booked them for Wednesday night. So that right there was our first uh-oh moment. But like always, I have a beautiful attitude and I love to say everything happens for a reason. You know, we're just going to leave a little earlier. We get to start a vacation a little sooner. My best friend wasn't going to get there till Friday in the afternoon because she works. So I told Maritza, great, we'll be perfectly rested for the Virgin Mary. We'll get up early. We'll get to go to the Basilica and be part of the entire thing. Not have to rush. We have plenty of time. Granted, we didn't have anyone to take us this time. No problem. We'll drive there. We'll park the car. It'll be safe. No worries. So we get there Thursday night. Check-in is great. We're tired, groggy, but excited to be in Mexico City. On the 11th, we got there Thursday. Had all day to walk around, get some tacos, get acclimated. Started off perfect. We got to see some rooftops. Then we get to the Virgin Mary. It's the 12th now. We need to make our way to La Basilica. And the amount of people making their way, not like us, but literally so many people from every part of Mexico walking to La Basilica, their pilgrimage, the one they do there, it was just like, it blew my mind to see how many people, not only do they walk from their home all the way to the Basilica, but some of them don't have a place to stay. So they literally are walking with their blanket and their pillow and spending the night on the streets on their way to be there on the 12th. My faith, the faith that I thought I had, is like a grain of salt compared to the faith that these people have. I'm trying not to get emotional because it's just beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful to see. It makes me feel like, one, tiny, like a human. Two, like I should do better. So we it just takes you back to how blessed we are. Like it does. It really takes me back to how blessed I am. So we make our way. We go to dinner, get some drinks. We make our way. And the taxi cannot get really close to it because everything's blocked off for like 3-4 blocks away from the Basilica. It's closed off. So we're like, no worries, we'll walk. We walk. We are very lucky. And there was a bus that helps take the people back once the church is over. Once people start to head back home to whatever city they came from. Little buses go to so many different towns. I can't even think of the names right now. But the little buses come and they take the people back. And after church. And church is like, I think around midnight. Midnight, yes. A las meras 12. So the bus gets us closer to the Basilica, but we don't really know, like, you can't really tell. I've never been there before, so I know where the Basilica is, but I didn't know that everything gets blocked off, how there's only one entrance, things like that. So we get as close as we get to the Basilica, but we're on the wrong side. We're on the opposite side of the Basilica. They're like, this is just an exit. You can't come in this way. You have to go all around. We're like, nah, okay. So my sister and I are like, no worries. We got time. By then it was already 12. We made it to church, but we were far, far, far away from it when church started. We start walking. We dressed up. Didn't think about wearing comfy shoes. So we're both in boot heels. It is freezing. And that's when I start seeing everybody, all the people, the parents with their kids. There's like literally families camping outside on the steps of La Basilica, on the streets with blankets. Some people have little tents, but most of them just have their faith, a pillow and a blanket. And like whole families are there. So that was just beautiful to see. And we end up getting to the front of the steps. But like I said, they're blocked off. So we have to go all the way down to go back around. By then, church had started. We saw a little bit from the TVs as people were walking towards the inside. By that time that we got anywhere near the entrance of where everybody was walking, it was like 1:30 now. And we were exhausted. We just look at each other and we're like, we're going to have to come back. Because if we go all the way in, we're going to have to come back all the way out in these heels. And to get a taxi or get a cab back, an Uber back, it's going to be insane. So We said we're so sorry, Virgencita Guadalupe, but we will be back tomorrow. We have plenty of time. Like, we're here till Monday. We have plenty of time. So, and then there was so many other older people that still weren't on their way. Like, let's just let them. People on their knees. That's how my dad did it. My dad did it on his knees. The entire street leading up to the entrance is covered with people. I think there was over like 7 million or 9 million people. I'm going to say 7 just to be safe, but like 7 million people coming from everywhere in Mexico. But we opted to go home that day. So strike two. We said, it's okay. Things happen for a reason, right? Let's just head back. We couldn't find it. We got lost. Things happen for a reason. No biggie. We make it back home. By the time we get to the room, it's like 2:30 in the morning because of traffic. So Mexico City is huge. I think it's bigger than New York. And the traffic there, especially with the events that were going on, Bad Bunny, La Basilica, it was very congested. So we got back to the room probably like at 2:33 in the morning. The next day, it's the 12th. So I'm going to pick up my best friend from the airport. She understands Spanish, but she doesn't really speak it. So just to be safe, I decided to pick her up from the airport. We pick her up on the way back. It's like 2:30 in the afternoon. Once again, it is packed. To get from the airport to our room was about a 10-mile drive that took over an hour. So we get there, change, time to eat, start heading to get some food, and then find tickets to the concert. When I went to Puerto Rico, I didn't have tickets. I showed up with no tickets, but I am used to being the luckiest person that I know. We found tickets. It was an amazing experience. We got to see Bad Bunny front row in Puerto Rico. I was like, look, we're going to do it again in Mexico. It's going to happen. It's perfect. There's plenty of tickets for resale. So we get to Mexico and I find there was no 3 tickets. So I found the first ticket for my best friend. Got it. Booked it. Also, good seats. The other two, whoever it was for, I was like, okay, we're going to be close by. So you're just watching the ticket prices to go down. So I'm like, okay, I buy them. On our way to the concert in the Uber, I was like, I found them. Perfect. Got so happy, so excited. We're right next door. Not in front of the line, but, you know, it's a huge stadium too. Another thing, I didn't estimate the size of the stadium. So I buy the tickets. We get off. We're literally walking towards the event. And I realize that I had just bought tickets for Tuesday the 16th in Mexico City. My flight is for Monday the 15th out of Mexico City. Yes, I bought the wrong tickets. So we just all stare at each other like, what the heck? Like, how? I was literally on the page for the 12th. All I've been looking at was tickets for the 12th. How did I get tickets for the 16th? No idea. So I start looking for more tickets. I was like, we're getting in. Monica can go by herself. There's no way. He goes on at 9. It's 8:30. I have 30 minutes to find tickets. We are all searching for tickets at this time. My sister, Monica, myself, my card doesn't go through because my credit card company is probably thinking like, who the heck is doing all this fraud? So my card didn't go through. Called the bank, didn't answer. The chatting with the bank didn't go through. By now it is 9 p.m. You can start here because one thing about him, he's on time. I tell my best friend, you're going to have to go by yourself. You're going to have to get in there now so you can find your seat, get a drink, have a good time. Don't worry. My sister and I are just a little bummed because, you know, ouch. So I felt so bad. Like, I felt so guilty. I'm like, look, my sister, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just dragged you all the way to Mexico because she did say, let's buy tickets before we get there. And I was like, no, we're going to get a better deal if we fly out there and get them there. My best friend says, I tell her, just go to the concert. So find your seat. And she does. She takes off, goes to the concert. And my sister and I, we're still trying to get tickets. I think that's when my card declined because obviously fraud. I say, you know what? Let's get out of here because where the concert was, it's not the safest side of town. So I'm like, let's get an Uber. Let's get somewhere close. Like, just get out of the streets because we're literally on the street in sexy dresses and heels or boot heels. So we're like, maybe we should get out of the street. Let's go somewhere with a little more light. We ended up finding this bar thanks to the Uber. Took us to a pretty cool place, honestly, because everything's always working out in my favor. This was Friday. My biggest concern on a Friday night, that Friday night, we didn't get tickets to Bad Bunny. But we made it to this club or a bar called Cuatro Aces. They had four different levels. The top one was like cumbia. And we're in Mexico City. If you know anything about Mexico City, los chilangos les encanta bailar. They love to dance. My dad era chilango. Y también I learned to dance because of him. So it was a vibe. Then there was like a music change and the banda came. It was a vibe. By then, the concert was about to be over. My sister and I decided to leave to make sure we had time, we could find her. Because the amount of people at this concert was insane. I was watching TikToks. Everybody was saying, leave during the last song because you're not going to be able to get out. It's going to take you, it's like insane to get out. And you had to cross a bridge and everything. It was, I mean, Mexico City is beautiful and it's huge. And it's so much architectural that is just like, you get, your mind is blown. So yeah, we left a little early. She left a little early. We found her right on time. The good news is we did get to go to the official Bad Bunny after party. That was pretty cool because a lot of the people that came from the concert ended up there. So that was cool. We're like, let's make the best of it. Let's laugh it off. It is what it is. Everything's always working out in our favor. We're here now. Let's just have a good time. And granted, we did. We danced the night away. We had so much fun. I hope Monica had a great time since this was her birthday makeup Bad Bunny experience. I felt great. We danced all night. We made it home around 4 a.m. Everyone had a good time. So even though the plan died that day, the vibe survived. We survived. We made it work. The next day, but honestly, when I didn't get tickets, I was like, am I in the Twilight Zone? Like, what is going on? Anyway, the next day in the morning, Maritza and Monica are early birds. So they were up in the crock of dawn. They went to get coffee. They went to get bread. They made plans. They got back to wake me up. I woke up looking like a poofy balloon. I ate something or I drank something that obviously didn't go well with me. My face was swollen. The last time I saw that happen was to my sister, also in Mexico a couple years ago. Her eyes were so poofy that they looked like clothes. I mean, as it is, I have little eyes. So I was like, oh my God, this was all poofed out. Anyway, my lips look great. My lips look great of how poofy I was. I looked like I had a full syringe, recently healed. They had plans to go to me Xochimilco. They're like, let's go to Xochimilco. Monica's never been here. She would love it. Well, Xochimilco is always a vibe. If you go, it's something you, it's a must in Mexico City. There's different must. Xochimilco is one of them. We made plans to go to Xochimilco. But three girls getting ready. Time flew. We were starving. So why do we say, well, like, hey, let's just go get some food real quick before we head to Xochimilco. My sister. Oh, and then mind you, every place that we thought, like, oh, let's go here. The wait was like an hour or 2 hours. Tacos, an hour wait. My sister's like, look, there's this really cool ceviche spot. It's called Mi Compa Chava's. Let's go there. Said perfect. We get to Mi Compa Chava's and we see there's a line out there. Didn't look that big. So we're like, yeah, let's get in line. And they also had like musica outside. When we got there, they had a trio there. I was wearing my big old sunglasses. I told her, like, I'm going to go get some cash. Put your name on the line. She puts her name. We go look for money. We can get back. I'm like, okay, what's the wait? And by the time I get back, my sister has drinks on the street, music playing. It was a cool vibe. Like, everybody on the street was having a good time. Everybody was talking. And I was like, cool. She's like, here's a drink. I'm like, thanks. I'm like, where'd you get this? And there was literally a raspado guy on the street selling drinks. Because the restaurant couldn't sell you drinks, but the guy could. So he was just, like, standing there. A genius, right? So we bought drinks. We were standing around. The line, the wait was 3 hours. They were on ticket number 80. We were ticket number 140. It didn't even seem like there was that many people out there. But what I didn't notice was that they had a little side waiting lobby around the restaurant packed with chairs and everything. So that's why the music was there. That's why the drinks were there, so that the 3 hours didn't seem like 3 hours. And honestly, it didn't. There were so many people there from the concert talking about how good the food was. There was local people talking about how good their seafood is. So we're like, okay, let's wait. We'll wait 2 hours. If it doesn't go by in 2 hours, we're leaving. Luckily, we did meet a friend, and he was a couple numbers before us. Started talking to my sister. He was by himself from Mexico City. He's like, I just like to come in here. I was like, damn. Okay. He was waiting. He waited about 2 hours. And so he's like, do you guys want to just sit with me? Like, I don't mind. I'm like, yay, my luck is turning around. Look at us. We're so lucky. We got to, it was literally like 2 hour wait. It wasn't like three. But like I mentioned, it went by super fast. There were different people that would come by and either sing or rap. It was so much fun. So that it didn't seem like 3 hours. We had a great night. We didn't get to go to Xochimilco because by the time we were done with the food, it was late. We decided to go to Plaza Garibaldi, where all the mariachis are. Mexico City is decorated so beautifully, by the way. El Ángel de la Independencia is full of the poinsettias. And all down the street, it's full of poinsettias. We also wanted to learn how to ride the subway station that they have. But we were too afraid to do it on our own. So he's like, hey, if you guys want to go, I'll go with you guys tonight and just hang out with you guys. We're like, yeah, sure. He came with us, which took us to the subway station. From there, we went to El Centro, got to dance in the park. That was really cool. They charged me 10 pesos to dance, to pay for the music and stuff. And there was like different bands or DJs playing music around the park. And there was just people just out there dancing. I was like, this is my thing. I love to dance. So we were dancing in the park. From there, we did a little shopping. And then finally made it to Plaza Garibaldi, where the mariachis are. I love mariachi. Mariachi is one of my all-time favorite things to listen to. And so live mariachi especially. So yeah, we go. We ended up at this really cool restaurant. They were doing un homenaje a Vicente Fernandez. And that was perfect. I was certain that my luck was turning around. Everything went perfect. By the end of the night, we go back home. My friend has to fly out the next day, but not till like 2. So we got to sleep in a little, get ready, go to the airport. The next day, we had planned to drop off my friend Monica at the airport, but time went by getting food. We couldn't. So I felt bad too. I was like, okay, you're going to be able to go by yourself. We had planned to go to the Lucha Libres that day, which is the 14th. She was flying out the 14th. Unfortunately, we didn't get to drop her off. But because of the time that we would go and come back, traffic once again, it would have been too late. We wouldn't have been able to make it. So instead, we opted for food before we leave and then just get her on a taxi. She made it safe. Worked out fine. That day, I was still very swollen. My sister was feeling sick. We were just like, okay, we got to slow down this drinking stuff and eating, because you're in Mexico City. You have to eat and drink. So we were like, let's take it slow today. We walked around. Shout out to our Airbnb experience, because the people that took us to this experience were so awesome. His name is Jesse. It's called Lucha Tacos Beer and Mezcal. It's about a 3-hour experience with Diego and Jesse. So they have different hosts, different times. Awesome experience. We start off at this little local jazz bar. Any beer you want is on them. So it's definitely worth it. We started a little slow since we were feeling a little sick from the previous day, since we got home at 4 a.m. The guys were so knowledgeable about Lucha Libre. They even taught us how to be rowdy inside the stadium. They told us what all the bad words meant. But it was so cool to see the people that were in the group with us, different places of the world, learning how to say groserías in the stadium. That was really cool. They taught you how to scream culero. They taught you what it meant. If the show is boring and they're not really fighting, you could say ya besense, meaning like might as well just kiss. You're not doing anything. Let's see. True, hazme un bebé. Mi marido lo mantiene. So the girls, because they're, some of these guys are really good looking. They're super buff and they're wearing like little thongs. One of the chants the girls like to say is, hazme un bebé, mi marido lo mantiene. Another one is, yes, siéntate en mi cara, which means sit on my face. And then the one that said, haz mi un bebé, mi marido lo mantiene, means make me a baby, my husband will support him. So they taught us how to do the sign and how to say it, which means like, fuck your mom. Or you can, and then taught us that you can also say it to your friend. Como, ah, chinga tu madre. Like, even though you could be brother and sister, you could also use it with your friends. So it just depends how you say it. They give you a lesson on all the bad words. They give you a lesson on how Lucha Libre started, which if you've ever seen Nacho Libre, that is actually based on a true story. It was an awesome experience. From there, they take us to eat some tacos cochinita that were delicious. And that's when you have the mezcal and more beers if you want. All the beers that you have with them until the event are on them. We all walk to the stadium, which I don't know the name of it. After the tacos, some more beer and mezcal, we all walked to the Lucha Libre Stadium. And this was my first time watching Lucha Libre. I've never been a big fan of like WWE or anything like that. But I will say that I'm a fan. It was so cheesy, but you get so into it. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. From there, the experience went to one of my favorites, which was, guess what I did? I got a tattoo I've been wanting for so long. So yes, I went to Mexico City and I got a tattoo. My sister and I got matching tattoos. I hope my mom doesn't get too mad. But I got a sun and a moon. And it has a lot of meaning to me. For me, it means two different things, but most recently it means I was pregnant with twins and my son, Julian, who was born, is here with me in this world. Our daughter was going to be named Luna. Her heart stopped beating at 15 weeks. So she's literally living inside of my son, which is why I have El Sol y la Luna. That's emotional. That was something I've been wanting to do for a while. So we did it. We actually got tattoos. We got tatted in Mexico City. Yeah, in a random street. From there, the next day, we were like, okay, we got to check out. We got to be responsible. I once again thought I booked the flight for 10 a.m. and I booked the flight for 10 p.m. So Sunday, we just said, hey, let's just go check out all the cool rooftop bars because I've always liked the one that's called, what is it called? Oh my God, Century? Oh, I found it. Yeah, Jesus Martinez. He was the host for our Lucha Libre experience, which is really cool. Definitely recommend him. He also does the experience for Frida Kahlo. And a bike ride, which he says he prefers the bike ride because it's so much fun. You get to see more with the bike ride. Citizens is the rooftop bar that I've been to before. I really enjoy it because you get to see the El Ángel de la Independencia, and then you can see all the cars as they go by. Very beautiful. I also like the one at the St. Ridge. I think it's Cool Crab. Really, really pretty. And then finally, we wanted to see Bad Bunny, and we heard that he probably will be staying either at St. Ridge or the Ritz-Carlton. And since it's like a block away, we just made our way all the way to the Ritz-Carlton. By then, we saw the sunset. Very beautiful. And unfortunately, that's when I got the call on Sunday about my friend. And just, how could I complain that I couldn't get tickets? I was still alive, so that was really surreal. And throughout the Sunday, I was just taken back by my own entitlement. I felt a little like, yeah, because it was entitlement. I was feeling entitled of not getting to do all these things, even though I was in a different country, experiencing so many amazing things with my sister, who I love to travel with my best friend, who I got to see. So it just made me feel so kind of like dummy, you know, like there's nothing to complain about. You know, and at the same time, like I was doing this while he was going through that. And almost like survivor's guilt or gratitude, either survivor gratitude. I don't even know which one to choose. But okay, I choose survivor's gratitude. Survivor's gratitude to think that all that happened. Just thinking about his family and his sisters, who he is so close with. I couldn't imagine. I can't. I don't want to. From there, it was time to head home. Once again, traffic. We left about 2 hours. I think we left like at 8. No, 7. The guy's like, it's going to be an hour to get there. We'll get there around 8. And then you get 2 hours to be in the airport because it might be busy. Perfect. We leave on time. We're on the way. Pick up our luggage. Make it there. Traffic took a little longer. So we were cutting it close. We had only an hour before boarding our flight, I believe. But we make it to customs and we make it in. We're sitting there literally like, okay, cool. Normally Delta always updates on your app when your flight goes. So I had downloaded my boarding pass from Aeroméxico, which is what they use over there. And I'm literally looking at my boarding pass. And I don't see a gate, but I see that they're boarding. So we finally ask somebody and they're like, oh yeah, your flight's like almost done boarding and you're on gate 79. And we realized we were on the other side of the airport. So we start running towards the gate. We don't have anything to check in. We literally just have our carry-on with us. And we finally make it to gate 79. The plane, the door gate just closed. The plane was still there. And I'm looking at him like, please, 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 I beg of you. Amma, it's Monday. My son leaves tomorrow. I need to get home. And he's like, I'm sorry, you're late. I was like, but the plane is right there. Like, you just closed the door. They're like, yeah, we closed it 15 minutes before. I'm right here. Please, I'm begging you. But in Mexico, certain airplane lines are not very lenient. So, yeah, they're like, you can go to this little door here. He sent me to the ticket sales, but he didn't say that. He said, go talk to the lady right there from Aeroméxico. So, once again, back in the Twilight Zone, questioning my entire life. And even though I do blame myself, I blame myself the entire time. But, like, I had to realize that I'm human. And once again, this is where the whole things happen for a reason. I couldn't see the reason. I couldn't see the reason why all these things were happening. And at the time, there was so much emotions that I was going through, like literally a roller coaster, that I felt like an idiot. I felt like a failure. I felt like the worst mom in the world. And at the same time, I felt so entitled and so stupid to be complaining about these things because I'm still alive. Like, I'm still alive. You're going to fucking figure it out. And it was just all old emotions, like, coming back to the surface. I was mad at my ex because I knew she was going to take him on Tuesday, even though it's not her fault. She gets to take him. She gets to be part of his life. I'm lucky she shows up. It wasn't her fault. Yet I caught myself being mad at her. I'm so mad at you because you're not here. Like, if you would have been here, we probably wouldn't have missed the flight. All these things that are my own insecurities just came back to the surface. My credit card getting declined over and over as I was trying to get another flight, thinking that I'm done for. Because it's a 10 p.m. flight, so no other flights leaving to where I need to go at that time. And thank God for my friend. God loves Charlie. Thank you so much por darnos posada, because where am I going to go? I already checked out of my room. I called him and he was like, no questions asked. He said, yes, get your ass over here. Hurry up. So once again, such a kind human. Thank you so much. I got to meet his roommate's dog, Simba, and that was cool. We crashed in his couch. I tried to sleep that night, but all the emotions kept coming back up. Me trying to book flights, me thinking of my son, me hating the fact that I wasn't going to see my son till Friday because he's with his mom. It's a good thing that he gets to be with his mom and that he has both moms that are always wanting to be in his life. It's just crazy. This is why I understand when people get annoyed with me when I say everything happens for a reason. I was annoyed with me because I kept, on one side of me, I kept saying everything happens for a reason. And then the other side, I kept saying, what the fuck is the reason? But it's just part of my healing. It's part of growing. It's a part of this whole manifestation thing. It's easy to be positive when things are going good. But what matters in life is if you can still be positive and know that God has a bigger plan when things are not going good. I have my own life coach, and I even forgot that I had a session with her earlier today. And she's like, this is perfect. This is part of growing. You're ready for the next step. You're ready to know how to reset yourself, journal what's going on, and let's go to the next level. I saw it as a setback. I saw it as I was going backwards. I saw it as I'm a failure. And this is why I love coaches and coaching, because there's things that you don't see when you're going through them. You don't understand when you're going through them, because you're in the problem mode. Like, you're seeing the problem. You're not in the solution mode. And being able to reset, breathe. I did a meditation she sent me. I said a prayer. Everything is happening for my highest good. Out of this situation, something great will come. And even though I don't see it now, I know God always has my back and has the best intentions for me. And even though I don't see it now, I know God always wants the best for me, because I'm a child of God and God wants to give me everything. And saying the prayer, just saying it now, like, I can feel my heart calming down. I can feel my anxiety calming down. And even though I still don't know the lesson, I miss my friend. I feel guilty I didn't go see him because he drove to see me. I miss my son. I feel guilty I wasn't here for him before he left. But I know there's one. And I don't need to know the lesson yet. Just the certainty in knowing that there is what's going to make the difference. I know it is. During the holidays, especially, if you're by yourself, if you spend it alone because life had that for you, or you chose to spend it alone, my friend Charlie, know that everything is going to be okay, and that you're still loved, and that sometimes protecting your peace is more important. So, so that was my weekend. Oh, wait, I got sick. I woke up, I started getting body aches on the plane. We landed last night at 11 p.m. The borders are insane right now. So if you're going to travel, please keep that in mind. I got home at 7 in the morning. Thank God I got home. Thank God I have my sisters that are here with me. Thank God that I'm going to see my baby on Friday, first thing in the morning. Thank you guys for listening. Whatever you're going through, if you don't see a way out right now, it's okay. You don't have to. Because healing is messy. Just like my crazy messy weekend. And if you know anyone out there that is probably having a messy week or month, share it with them. Maybe they can laugh with me at the ups and downs. And then we can remember together that we're still here and that alone is a blessing. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for making it to the end. If you're traveling for the holidays, please be safe. Please have plenty of time to get to your plane. Don't get distracted, which is something that I am known to do. And share this with a friend. And if you made it to the end, send me a unicorn so I know that you're listening. And if you made it to the end, thank you so much. Please send me a little unicorn so I know you're listening. Or a purple heart. Don't forget to follow the podcast at Unicorns Do Exist Pod. And remember, unicorns are real. Rob was one. Bye.